When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Teddy Q and Matt Decker. Hey, Matt.
I was going to say, a bit of a change up here for this week.
Yeah, it's two subs, one radio show. That's that's what we are today. It is, I'm filling in for Nick and for the next 2 weeks, and you're filling in for Reader for
just
this
for
week.
This week, oh yeah.
So
yeah.
It's going to be a wild ride with us.
Justin Bieber's got a hit called Holy.
The follow-ups are Moly and Cow by Nick and Reader.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Matt, I gotta say, I guess it's because it's Easter Monday, but today has been insanely empty. I was, and I'm not making up a word of lie, I was literally the only guy driving down Broadway Street this morning. I've covered for Nick before during the mornings, and I've at least seen a few cars on the road. Nobody.
I had the same thing this morning. I was down a different road, though, Smith Street instead. And yeah, pretty quiet. Everyone kind of sleeping off Easter supper from last night.
So. Yeah. Too much of a food hangover, eh? All that turkey and stuffing and chocolate bunnies that they've been eating. That's exactly what it is. You know what? If you're awake right now and you're still feeling a little bit stomach sick from all that turkey, call your boss. You know, see if he or she will, you know, give you that day off, and you can enjoy that Easter Monday to yourself.
Morning.
Good morning.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
A food show with a serious radio problem.
The preeminent arbiter of good taste.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Here's an interesting thing that I did over the weekend that I'm quite ashamed to admit. I rode a bike. A bicycle. For okay. The first time since I was 17 years old. That's that is a long time. That's over 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Seven
years.
Yeah,
I had to do the math in my head. I don't know it off the top. 7 years.
How'd you feel afterwards?
My butt was in massive pain. It's just a cheap bike that we have in our garage. No suspension. Mm-hmm. You know, so your bum absorbs everything.
Using a few muscles you haven't in a long time, stuff like that.
Muscles that I didn't even know I had, man. But it was actually pretty good. And I was expecting I was going to fall over or I was going to forget how to ride a bike. But after 7 years, it's muscle memory.
Well, and they say you never forget how to ride a bike. It just comes back to you.
Yeah, I was genuinely shocked, and it was actually really nice to ride a bike for the first time since, you know, I was in high school. Maybe I'll actually buy a helmet and use it. Whoops, did I admit I was riding without a helmet? Of course I wasn't. I don't break the laws.
Nick and Reader can't wait to swing the clubs.
Golf balls don't end up in the water by themselves, you know? More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
You're listening to Fox FM and Kongzilla versus God. No, Godzilla versus Kong set a pandemic box office world record, $48.5 million over the weekend. People really want to see a giant gorilla and a lizard fighting, Matt. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, that sounds really epic to see.
It would be a fight that goes down in history, I guess.
Maybe. The ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. But, unfortunately, the theaters around here are closed. Even the ones in Regina are closed. Understandably so.
Yeah, with the lockdown in Regina right now.
So the only way you could go and see a giant monkey and a gorilla, or a giant monkey and a lizard fighting, is by either driving to, like, Saskatoon or Winnipeg. It was quite a little bit of a distance.
Well, in Saskatoon's your safe bet, because Winnipeg you have to isolate.
Oh, boy, I forgot about that. Unless you live in Manitoba, then it's absolutely fine. But nonetheless, theaters are open where you can get popcorn. You just can't really watch movies.
Nick and Reader, proudly maintaining Fox FM's facial hair quota since 2017. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Now, Matt, we were actually discussing this off the air. We were talking about like these funky novelty hats. And I don't think I've actually seen anybody ever wear one of those hats. You know, those little propeller hats we were
the
talking about?
The propeller beanies, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And also drinking caps, where you could put like two cans of Pepsi or something like that, you know? Pepsi.
I think those are more common at like football games and sporting events than...
Maybe that's my issue.
In the summer, at least, so...
Maybe that's my issue, because I haven't really been to a lot of sporting events live. Now, I've checked out a bunch of Terrier games over the past, back then, I didn't see anybody, sadly, wear one of those drinking caps.
It's not very common, I find, in like hockey rinks and stuff like that, but out in the summer when you're like a Riders game or out at the football fields and stuff like that, it's a little more common.
Well, you know, there has been talks about the CFL still, possibilities. So maybe I will consider ordering myself one of those little drinking caps.
You found something, didn't you?
Dude, I saw one. It was a Sparta mask. I showed you a photo of it. It was a drinking cap, and it was a Sparta mask. So you Sparta can help. Look so cool. You know, you can just yell, "This is Sparta," every time you're about to take a sip. I mean, how cool would that be? And then I would also get myself one of those propeller hats, because I think those are just so funky and cool. I always thought it was like a super nerdy thing to have one of those, but growing up, I really want one of those, man. Would you be offended if I bought you one as well?
No.
Would you wear it?
You know, with how much wind we have here in Yorkton, I'm sure I can get away with it.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Matt, have you ever had those days where stuff just happens to you and you're thinking, this is the worst timing ever, I've had the worst luck ever, etc.?
Who hasn't?
Yeah, well, that happened to me on Friday. I got this insane story. So on Friday, I'm dropping off my buddy to the airport. He's moving away, and I figured, hey, this will be the last time I'll get to see him. Plus, you know, I'll help him out and just give him a ride to the airport, and I'll be on my way. As soon as I arrived in Regina, my battery light came on in my car, and I'm thinking, weird. Yeah, and then it goes away, comes back on, goes away, and I'm like, okay, this is strange. So I'm driving back home to Yorkton, and about an hour into my drive, just past the Coppell Valley, my radio shuts off, my cruise control shuts off, I'm starting to get a little bit of beeping noises, my car dies.
Oh.
Yep.
Ouch.
You know what it was? My alternator died on my car. Out of all days to happen, it was on Good Friday, the one day that I needed to drive 2 hours away to help my friend out. Thankfully, he was able to get to the airport on time and go to his flight. But on my way back, I kind of got screwed over. And, well, yeah, my alternator just, you know, just crapped itself. And I was stranded on the road. I got a boost, drove for about 10 minutes, and then it died again. That's when I figured, yeah, it's definitely my alternator.
I mean, it's probably a good thing it was on the way back and not on the way to Regina.
Yeah, that would have been so much worse, because I would have felt horrible if my friend didn't make it to the airport. But I was like on the road about to cry. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? So right then and there, I got myself a CAA account. So I got myself a nice free tow. I was able to find a way back as well. And thankfully, there are some shops that are open on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I got my alternator replaced last minute. And that's all good and done. I was able to drive my car as of Saturday. But... man, it was such a crazy thing that happened. I was on the road for just over 2 hours, basically, getting my stuff sorted out. My phone was on its way out. Oh, God. That was, again, worst timing, worst thing that could ever happen to you. Have you ever had something similar?
I would say recently is probably when I had a deer go through the passenger side window, but...
Right. Yeah, and you had to wait quite a while to get all your parts in, eh? which
yeah, that took a couple of weeks, but hey, job well done when they finally came in and got repaired.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We actually got a call. Bobby gave us a call, and she had a little bit of a story to tell us.
Kind of underestimated like where my tire was at. I thought it was going to be okay, and then next thing you know, it went completely flat. A guy pulled up. I was like, hey, buddy, do you have an air compressor, like one of those portable plug-in ones? And then I asked him, can I use yours? And he goes, no, I'm kind of in a big rush. And he just gets in his car, like, speeds off.
What? Yeah, so she gets a flat on her way from work. A guy pulls up, says he has an air compressor, and says, sorry, I'm in a rush, and speeds off. Poor lady is stranded there on the road. She said eventually she was able to get all the tools out and get her spare tire put on and drive back home. But that is still a disastrous. It's just like worst timing, worst luck kind of deal, eh?
Wrong person, wrong time. Yeah.
That did happen to me a year ago as well, where I was driving home from Swan River, coming from my girlfriend's house, and about 20 minutes to go, my tire explodes.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the entire tire is completely shredded off, and I had to pull over, and I had no tools to put on my spare. So, yeah, I had to call a tow truck to come and get his tools to put on my spare, because people have stopped, but none of their tools were able to fit over the lug nuts of my car wheels and stuff. And again, it was just one of those bad luck moments. It's always with your car. I've noticed that it's always with your car, just like how a deer ran into your window and shattered it to a million pieces. All the bad luck. Yeah, all the bad luck happens with your car.
You can now text Fox FM's Nick and Reader at 306-783-3699.
So, Matt, obviously, over the weekend, we had Easter. And Easter's been a strange holiday for me because, for some reason, I always confuse it with Thanksgiving. There have been... Yeah, no, I'm serious. There have been multiple times where I say Thanksgiving instead of Easter. Because I well it's,
opposite ends of the camera.
They're both
calendar,
holidays. They're both holidays in which you eat turkeys. So I always get it confused.
So is Christmas, though.
I know, but Christmas has that one thing, which is opening presents. Which that's how I know about it. But another thing is, I tend to forget about Easter a lot more than the other holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. I always want to do something, but for Easter, I kind of forget about it. It's weird because when I was a kid, I did so many things for Easter. I had so many good traditions with my extended family. Like we would all gather at my aunt's and uncle's house, and there'd be like, you know, like 10, 20 of us, and we would have this massive dinner. And my favorite part was receiving all the painted eggs. That was the absolute best part of Easter. It wasn't the Easter egg hunt or stuff like that. Not the chocolate bunnies. Painted eggs. I loved them so much because we actually painted the eggs. Or we would get those like sleeves that you can put over a hard-boiled egg instead. And it's just a decorated sleeve that you put over top of it. But those things are so cool because you can eat the eggs. Right? It's just painted on with like safe to eat food coloring or whatever it is, and the eggs are hard boiled already. And so my favorite part was getting home with this basket of painted eggs, and I was stuffing my mouth of them as soon as I got home. Best part of Easter, man. Absolutely. Although chocolate bunnies, I think that would be a close second.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.